Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the push by Wisconsin to find workers and a look at who's earning what when it comes to side hustle jobs. One stands out with its highest hourly pay. We'll have those stories after this. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. What's the first thing you think of when you hear Wisconsin? Beer? Cheese? The Packers? That's fine, but the state wants to add a new word to the list. Jobs. The Badger State has an abundance of job openings, but not enough workers to fill them. Now, elected officials and businesses are hoping to woo residents from nearby states by pitching a low cost of living, short commute times, and what they say is a high quality of life. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race. Shandy, what's going on?
Wisconsin, like much of the Midwest, is having a real problem with slow population growth, and they've also got really low unemployment, which seems like a good thing, except that now they have a worker shortage. So between the fact that their population isn't really growing, actually more people are leaving the state than moving into the state, and the fact that they've got all these job openings without people to fill them is providing a real challenge. So what the state is proposing to do right now is to take out a big ad campaign. Right now, it's focused on Chicago millennials, telling them that life is better in Wisconsin.
All right. So what are they selling exactly?
So they're selling shorter commute times. They're selling quality of life. And they're selling affordable living. So the ads will show something like, you know, a young person, a young professional in a cramped studio, you know, where their kitchen stove is right next to their bed versus like having a big house with a backyard or having a trendy loft in downtown Milwaukee. Or they'll show, you know, a bunch of commuters on a train, exhausted from a long commute, versus like a quick 20-minute drive down a Wisconsin highway.
Wow.
So those are some of the pitches that they're making.
What kinds of jobs, by the way?
Well, actually, they really, pretty much in every single sector, they've got a job shortage. As, you know, probably a lot of people know, Foxconn, the Taiwanese company, tech company, is opening up a big plant in southeastern Wisconsin, and they're going to be having as much as 13,000 job openings down there. So, you know, Wisconsin's about to get even more jobs. And so one thing they're going to need is, you know, skilled manufacturing, but they're also going to need engineers. I mean, it's really like runs the gamut. This ad right now that's in Chicago is targeting millennials, young professionals, so probably sort of educated, higher skilled workers. But the truth is that the state needs everybody.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race about the worker shortage in Wisconsin and efforts to attract new workers. What about on college campuses? Can't keep those kids in state once they graduate, I guess, from, say, University of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that they're trying to do. They're partnering with businesses, trying to get the businesses to provide more internships at the universities. Obviously, Wisconsin's got these great universities, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and so they're hoping that, you know, they can sort of show the kids around, they can suck them in early with internships. You know, if you get hired, obviously you're likely to stay, and, you know, I didn't put this in the story, but one thing that's really interesting is a lot of these businesses are hiring like outside companies to basically show the interns and show prospective workers quality of life. So they basically like take them out around town partying, to try to show them that there's like great food and great bars and, you know, great culture and, you know, try to give everyone a taste of, you know, what life in Wisconsin can be like.
Thanks, Shandy. Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race. Coming up next, Wisconsin's self-marketing. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Millions of workers now participate in the gig economy, loosely defined as the workers who work a series of freelance or temporary jobs rather than one full-time job. More specifically, about 1 in 4 Americans now participates in the digital gig economy, using apps or websites like Airbnb or Uber to earn some extra cash. Moneyish.com says most of them don't make much. An analysis by personal finance site Earnest found that 85% of side gig workers make less than $500 a month. But FitSmallBusiness.com looked at fields that paid well and where clients were booking an increasing number of freelancers. Artificial intelligence, by the way, paying $115 an hour. Blockchain architecture, $87 an hour. Robotics, $77 per hour. Also on the list, ethical hacking, cryptocurrency, Amazon Web Services Lambda coding, virtual reality, React.js developers, Final Cut Pro editors, and Instagram marketing making $31 per hour. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.